Welcome to a new episode of the Brand Janu Show. As you know, I am Brand Janu, and like always on all podcast platforms everywhere, Brand Janu Show, social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook, Brand Janu Show, and of course, YouTube channel, Brand Janu Show. Go subscribe, comment, like. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode, man, because tonight it is wrestling life. Now, WrestleMania happened this past weekend, WrestleMania 40. As a wrestling fan, it was the best thing that could have ever happened. Did a couple of episodes. One is out right now, matter of fact, as I speak. All of my rate and review shows from this past weekend is out. My NXT Stand and Deliver, my WrestleMania Night 1 and 2 are both out. Hope you guys enjoy this one. I was supposed to do it after last Monday night, but I wanted to wait to do it. So I've seen a lot of people be like, "Man, Monday Night Raw wasn't so crazy." It was they expected WrestleMania Monday Night Raw to be the craziest night of the year, and like a lot of wrestling fans wish. It's the craziest night of the year, debuts, people coming back and all this stuff. But I actually liked the WrestleMania, the Raw after WrestleMania. I know, call me crazy, but I actually liked it. I thought it was actually an intriguing WrestleMania night after WrestleMania. Cody Rhodes and The Rock went over like The Rock fucking does. Rock way. But then you have Cody finally being the new WWE champion. And it's something I said when I talked about it on after the WrestleMania. Can we give Cody a fucking minute with the belt before we jump out the window and start screaming, "This is going to be the worst damn thing they ever did"? One thing I would say is they had to get that belt off of Roman. Fuck out of here, dude. Like, Roman needed to lose that belt. There is no way around. Roman needed to lose the belt. You cannot continuously grow a company when your main fucking champion is never fucking there to be there to win to be in a company. Like, you cannot do that. I know, I get it. Why Cody had to be the one. I get it. I totally understand it. But at the same time, if not Cody, then who the fuck would have done it? You can't give it to Randy Orton because Randy Orton is getting closer and closer to the end of his career, not the beginning of it. You could have put Seth as the champion. I would have loved to see Seth as the champion. But they were never going to let Seth be the one to beat Roman Reigns because it just wouldn't have been right for that to happen that way. For them, at least, storytelling-wise. Even though I would have loved to see Seth be the WWE champion because he deserves it, but it is what it is. LA Knight is not ready. You got to give him at least a mid-card title before you give it to LA Knight. AJ Styles, again, is another one who's getting closer to the end of his career. You need to usher in a new era of wrestling. And the fact of the matter is, Roman Reigns was not the guy anymore. You are trying to build a new era of wrestling. And it's under Triple H. Triple H needs his guy. As much as people don't want to believe this, Roman Reigns was Vince McMahon's guy. That's the reason why Roman won, kept the belt last year. Because Vince told them, "We're changing the plan. We're giving it to Roman. We're going to keep the belt on Roman." Triple H wanted to give Cody the belt last year, and Vince changed the plan. So Roman's always been Vince's guy. He's never really been Triple H's guy. But now that this has happened, Cody is officially the champion. And I'm looking forward to seeing what happens. And I feel like we got to stop with this bullshit that, like, Cody is the wrong choice and Cody shouldn't be the guy. And you can stop that shit. Cody's the best choice you could have asked for to be the new face of the company. The man, and I get it, he's like John Cena. But here's the problem with that, man. The thing about John Cena, which he's one of my favorite wrestlers of all time, y'all love John Cena now. See, here's the problem with people. The people that don't like Cody Rhodes, you're going to love Cody in 10, 15 years. Shit, 5 years. You're going to love Cody Rhodes. You're going to love him. Because it's not hate, it's jealousy. It's not, I can't even say it's jealousy. It's just the fact that you guys just. Wrestling fans are fickle. Fuck it. I've said this numerous times. Wrestling fans are fucking fickle. We forget that you motherfuckers hated Roman Reigns. Y'all just forget it. Like, y'all did not like Roman Reigns. It's like, y'all forget that y'all did not like Roman Reigns for a long stretch of time. Y'all did not like Roman Reigns. And now I'm supposed to sit up here and actually believe you motherfuckers don't like Cody Rhodes? Fuck out of here. Do I think The Rock versus Cody's gonna be great at SummerSlam? Yeah, if The Rock comes in with the same ability that he came in with the WrestleMania match, I think he will be great. I'm looking forward to what the fuck the future holds with the WWE. Especially now that we know that it's gonna be the draft this upcoming week, in the next couple of weeks, the WWE draft, and NXT is gonna probably be a part of it. I'm looking forward to it. Which brings me to the Raw after Mania. Ilya Dragunov, Roxy Perez, which I said Roxy Perez was actually called up a couple years ago when they tried to see how she would fit in the company, the main roster then, when she was like 19, like 20, 21, 22. She might be like 24, 25 now, but they try to see how she fit then. And now in the Triple H, I don't think she's going to leave NXT anytime soon. But Ilya Dragunov is a perfect person to move up. It's time for Ilya Dragunov to move up. Like I said, I haven't seen a bad Ilya Dragunov match ever. Like, ever, dude. And I feel like with that being said, he does need to go where Gunther goes. Now, this draft, I don't know who goes where. I will say this. I got two predictions already, and that is Judgment Day breaking up because Damian Priest will be officially going to SmackDown because I think they're going to put the World Heavyweight Championship on SmackDown, which means Cody Rhodes is going to stay on Raw, which means the WWE Championship is going to be on Raw, which officially eliminates the conversation, which officially gets rid of that the WWE belt has been on SmackDown. This is for what the narrative of Raw is going to be. The narrative of WWE is your main champion needs to be on your flagship show. The WWE Championship, the most prized possession in the company, in the wrestling world, needs to be on your flagship show. For the last couple of years, it's been SmackDown. They got to put it back on Raw. So I can definitely see Cody Rhodes. The first selection of the Monday Night Raw team will be Cody Rhodes. He will be on Raw. And the second selection for SmackDown will literally be Damian Priest if he's still champion, which he will be because I don't think he's going to fight Jey Uso until probably Backlash. Damian Priest World Heavyweight Championship is going to be because Damian Priest is going to represent what SmackDown has represented, the land of opportunity. Damian Priest is the perfect caption of what SmackDown has been for years before during the best era, the Ruthless Aggression era. That's my favorite era. I love the Attitude Era. I grew up in the Attitude Era, but Ruthless Aggression era was the best. And that was the land of opportunity. They tried to do that shit again a couple years, like in 2016 when they did the draft again and try to put everybody in on every different show and shit. But this is the first time in a long time, I believe, that Raw and SmackDown would not interact until Survivor Series. I truly believe that. I don't think that it's going to be the same Vince McMahon shit where you have a draft and then 20 seconds later, the fucking SmackDown champion is on fucking Raw for no reason at all. I do believe once they're on SmackDown, they're on SmackDown. And I think that now, this is another thing. I think Roman Reigns is getting drafted to Raw. I think Roman Reigns is leaving SmackDown. I think he's going to Raw. I think Seth Rollins is going to also stay on Raw. I think Drew McIntyre and Gunther are going to both be traded to SmackDown. I think CM Punk is going to stay on Raw. And you're probably thinking to yourself, how the fuck are they gonna do all this? Ain't Drew supposed to fight CM Punk at SummerSlam? Yes, it's gonna be an interpromotional match. which is the perfect time to do it because your big pay-per-views, like back in the day, your big major pay-per-views were the only ones you can actually do the inter-promotional matches. SummerSlam is one of those massive pay-per-views. Why not have CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre at SummerSlam? But you need star power on SmackDown. Damian Priest is one. Maybe you do draft CM Punk to SmackDown. Maybe you do. But I think he's gonna stay on Raw. I think Drew McIntyre is also gonna go. I think Drew McIntyre is gonna go to SmackDown. I do. I think Gunther's also gonna go to SmackDown. Now I don't know if you take Imperium with you, but it damn sure would help out the tag team division if you did. I think Kevin Owens is also going to stay on SmackDown, which means I think Sami Zayn is going to SmackDown. I think LA Knight stays on SmackDown. I think Logan Paul gets switched to Raw. I think you see the potential of a Logan Paul and the money he's been making. You want your biggest stars on your flagship show. Logan Paul is going to fucking Raw. The US Championship is going to Raw. The Intercontinental Championship is going to SmackDown. Sounds crazy, but it's going to happen. I think Rhea stays on Raw. I think Bayley stays on SmackDown. I think Bianca gets drafted to Raw. I think you split up Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits. I think Bobby Lashley stays on SmackDown, Street Profits goes to Raw. I actually think some people might get drafted to NXT, which some people don't. I don't think people have really put that too much into the mindset. But I think NXT might actually really do be in this draft, not just for their superstars, but I think certain people kind of say, you know what, fuck this. I'm going back. I want to go to NXT. Shinsuke Nakamura, people like that. Bron Breakker is going to get drafted back to SmackDown. I don't think he's going to stay on. I think he's getting drafted to SmackDown. I think Shinsuke Nakamura is going to probably get drafted back to SmackDown. Or if not, he's going to go to NXT. But I think the draft is more so going to be what Triple H believes. I think Logan Paul is going to Raw. I think Sami Zayn is going to get drafted to SmackDown. I think Cody's going to stay on Raw. I think Damian Priest is going to go to SmackDown. And that is where I think the situation is going to be pretty interesting. Because you have officially announced, I think Imperium is going to SmackDown. So it's gonna be pretty interesting, man. I'm looking forward to this draft, this upcoming draft. One thing I'll also say is this. I hope tonight AEW doesn't do this stupid ass shit, which is air CM Punk's footage of him at All In this past year. Because if you show this shit, it is the WCW equivalent of the finger poke of doom. You already screwed yourself. You fucked yourself. Because, and even if you are only doing this to tease this upcoming match between Young Bucks and FTR, ain't they in a tournament? So you're pretty much telling everybody what the fucking tournament is going to end as. FTR and Young Bucks. It doesn't make sense. See, this is why I don't watch, and I want to say this is why I don't watch AEW, but they do a lot of stupid shit. For no reason. You don't even have to participate in this shit. The problem with this is exactly what I've been hearing is that everybody keeps saying, well, WWE been shooting shots at AEW. Yeah, but they never took the fucking entire time to promote, to pretty much do a completely and utterly segment just to shit on AEW. That is the dumbest shit on the planet. You're taking your own TV time to shit on WWE. CM Punk particularly. I don't get it. I don't get it. Also, last night on NXT, Trick Williams and Ilya Dragunov announced they're going to fight each other. Ilya Dragunov is clearly going to get drafted in a draft. He's probably going to end up on SmackDown with Gunther. And that's going to be awesome. Which leads into the interesting conversation of all just stations is who's gonna take the belt, which is What I've been saying since Saturday, when the NXT take Stand and Deliver ended, and I said I can easily see Trick Williams being the one that beats Ilya Dragunov and becomes the NXT champion, because then that would send off Carmelo Hayes to SmackDown and Ilya Dragunov to SmackDown and Bron Breakker to SmackDown. And this is why I say SmackDown is going to be the land of opportunity. You're going to have a bunch of fucking NXT stars on SmackDown. Tiffany Stratton. I think you keep Tiffany Stratton on SmackDown. I think you keep Ilya Dragunov, but Ilya, Carmelo Hayes. I think you keep Pretty Deadly on SmackDown. I think you keep LA Knight on SmackDown. Sami Zayn, Gunther, Kevin Owens. You build that roster like that. Like, I think you should build it. Maybe you do give him a star or two. Drew McIntyre, CM Punk, maybe. But I think CM Punk's gonna stay on Raw. And that is why I say I think Drew's gonna go to SmackDown. I think Sheamus is gonna go to SmackDown. You give them the necessary stars. AJ Styles stays on SmackDown. You give them the necessary stars, guys that can build Damian Priest up, you're good. But you take your big stars, the Roman Reigns, the Seth Rollins, the Cody Rhodes, the Becky Lynch's, the Bianca Belair's, Rhea Ripley's, Charlotte Flair, who also should be coming back soon, her husband Andrade. They both, I think, go to SmackDown. I think they stay on SmackDown. And Charlotte stays on SmackDown, Andrade goes to SmackDown. The LWO, Dominic Mysterio, is also going to get drafted, and I think he goes to SmackDown. Finn Balor, I think he stays on Raw. I think Rhea go. This is how crazy this is. I think the entire Judgment Day gets drafted except Rhea Ripley to SmackDown, which sounds absolutely nuts, but that is what I think. I think Rhea Ripley is the only Judgment Day member that is actually going to stay on Raw. That is how you break them up, because Rhea actually has to stay on Raw. She's the World Heavyweight Champion and she's the bigger fucking star. She will stay on Raw. And I think that the entire Judgment Day is going to get implanted onto SmackDown. That's how you break them up. Usually you're thinking it's got to happen in the sense of, but Damian Priest has got to be the one that breaks up from the Judgment Day. But I think the Judgment Day breaks up from Rhea. I think Rhea stays on Raw and the entire Judgment Day gets drafted to SmackDown with Damian Priest as champion. That's what the fuck I think. The bloodline's a little tricky. Because I do believe Roman is getting drafted to Raw. I do believe that. I don't even know if The Rock is eligible for the draft, but if he is, he's probably getting drafted to Raw. So if that is the case, that Roman and The Rock are both going to go to Raw, the Bloodline probably goes to Raw too. But I think Jey Uso. I think Jay stays on Raw too. That's the problem, though. But I'm tired of that storyline intertwining because I just don't think it needs to intertwine. Same thing with LWO and the Legado del Fantasma. I think they all stay on SmackDown. I don't think anybody leaves. That's why I said Andrade's going to go to SmackDown. Dragon Lee is going to get drafted to SmackDown, which he's a part of LWO. So. Yeah, I think SmackDown's gonna go back to the land of opportunity. Damian Priest is gonna be the World Heavyweight Champion. And they're gonna give you the big stars, some of the stars that they need, like Randy Orton and shit like that. They're gonna probably keep them on SmackDown. But the big names, Roman, Seth, Cody, they're going to Raw. Because they need to launch in Netflix the right way. And I'm pretty sure you want Roman. You want Seth. You want Becky. You want Bianca. You want Rhea. You want stars on Netflix, Raw. For SmackDown, you got a good thing going on with the USA Network, but they're not getting them fucking stars like that, and you know that. So I'm looking forward to this draft. I really fucking am. I can't wait to see how this is gonna play out. But until then, man, this is Brandon Janu. This is Wrestling Life. I hope you guys enjoy this. I will be back. Probably tomorrow. Gotta watch a couple of these matches, but I will be doing my next top 10 wrestling life, and it will be all on the Undertaker. So I actually wrote down a list. I just have to put them in order. But I will say this: the first three are not changing no matter what. My first three are not changing, but the rest is up for debate. I gotta go watch these matches one more time, and see why I would list them. But until next time, man. I am Brandon Janu. This is Wrestling Life. Peace.